là, ouh là là, ouh là là.
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Abby Eats St. Louis. We've been kind of sprinkling these in your feed considering the whole, you know, Blues Stanley Cup victory that we told you might kind of take us to the side a little bit, make us a little busier than we normally would, and take away some time that we would normally want to be working on the podcast. But we're back, and we're working on another exciting episode for next week. But for now, we are looking ahead at the weekend of June 21st, and we wanted to make sure you guys didn't miss out any of the fun this upcoming weekend. So I'm Abby Larico, joined as always by Ms. Dori Olmos.
Hello, everybody.
And speaking of busy, we have probably one of the busiest guys at the station over the past few months, really, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
Corey Miller is in the house.
I think I've slept the last 48 hours straight, so I'm good now. But I think I counted up 17,000 miles traveled over the last month.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, so for those of you who do not know, Corey Miller is one of our digital reporters slash sports reporters slash local sports gurus and the host of the KSDK Sports Plus podcast as well.
Thanks for the plug.
Absolutely. We got to support each other in here. We all share the same booth. So I know if you guys don't like us, then this place could be a lot stinkier when we come in or whatever. So we wanted to have you in because, yes, as I mentioned, we've kind of had to be, we've been busy. You've been even busier. So you were logging all those miles. I mean, how did you survive all of that? How many Cliff Bars do you think
well,
you
ate? Well, I did get, I mean, I got kind of sick after, gosh, when was it? After the first Boston trip, I came back and I was just done. I was just run down. I went to the doctor. You can still
you were like sick.
Well, I mean, I don't really get sick that often, but I was run down and you could just tell I had a cough. I was feeling terrible. You could probably still tell in my voice. I'm kind of still nasally. But I was like, Doc, I'm going back to Boston again. You got to help me out. And I've kind of just powered through it. And that, oh, man, I am tired. But it was worth it.
It
was so worth it.
I can't even imagine. For all of us who've gotten to have a little bit of that coverage, it's been totally worth it. But, Corey, you were on the ice.
I was.
That is so cool.
I can't believe I'm going back looking at, like, videos. It was a week ago today, actually, when they won. Going back looking at pictures and videos. And I just have to, like, snap out of it because, like, I was on the ice when the Blues won the Stanley Cup. It's insane.
It's so surreal. You probably still, it'll take a little bit really to sink in.
I mean, being around athletes a lot the last like year has, I mean, hasn't like dulled it or anything. It's become a little bit normal. So there was a part of me that was like, okay, I'm here, I'm doing the job. But every once in a while you look around and you think about where you are and it just blows you away.
It's overwhelming sometimes, especially being a local guy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You are.
It was nuts.
There have been people who've been waiting for far longer than us to see something like this just by virtue of they're older than us. But it's so cool to see that you got to be part of this too.
Back in my hometown and just walking around the last couple days and weeks and stuff, everybody talking my ear off and just most people are mad at me because they want it to be them.
Give your hometown a shout out.
Oh, Freeburg, Illinois,
there
of course. Lovely Freeburg, Illinois, home of the Freeburg Midgets.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
It's a nice place.
Well, for better or for worse, you're from Freeburg. Tell me about what you guys are fed when you are in these media rooms, because I was seeing people posting on Twitter the stuff that Boston was feeding you.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a little trash talking with Boston, but I'm not going to lie, that looked pretty delicious.
So San Jose, I'll start with San Jose because I went there twice. It was okay. It was actually kind of fancy. I'm not a very fancy guy. First of all, let me say this. We had almost no time. We had less time to eat than we had to sleep, pretty much.
Wow.
And we didn't sleep at all, so we just fit it in whenever we could. San Jose's had some, like, high-class kind of stuff. Well, what did they have?
You think they were trying to be
well, they're Silicon Valley, and, you know, they had to go all out. It wasn't that great. And it was, like, $12. Wasn't worth it.
Give me some examples. Like, what are we talking
about?
They
had, like, sandwiches, but they were all on, like, croissants with, like, fancy cheeses and I don't know, I'm not the most articulate guy when it comes to food. And like what's the fancy meat that's like ham?
Prosciutto.
Yeah, they had prosciutto.
Dory and I are like over here, you mean prosciutto?
Yeah. They, I mean, it was okay, but it was
Right.
It was, like, not my style. Well,
for a bunch of sports guys who are just needing to eat on the road, you probably want just, like, just give me a, I don't know,
yes.
like a burger.
I would have taken, like,
something hearty.
I would have taken, like, stadium food, but San Jose was okay. And then Boston sometimes was okay and sometimes was pretty, like, bland. Mm-hmm. Tom Stasiak, who you guys know, one of our photographers, he's a noted food lover.
I don't know if I think of him as being very discerning, though.
No. he wasn't too happy with it. And what did we have? I'm just going to try to remember. We had some, like, chicken and some potatoes that were really awful. Mm-hmm. But then they stepped it up on... Which game was it? Game 5. When we came back for game 5, they stepped it up. We show up. They got full lobsters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Pretty much everybody who was there posted a picture of it. So they had full lobsters. And I had never eaten like a full lobster like that before.
They must have heard Tom's complaints.
They heard Tom's. They gave us all bibs. And we had to like crack up. That was pretty good.
That's nice. I think it's fun. Always interesting because I've had friends who are sports reporters and even other markets. And they always like to brag about the food.
Yeah.
And I know somebody who I will not name because he works in another market, but he used to go quote unquote cover events just because he needed a lot of times.
Sometimes it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's pretty good. Like at Mizzou, when I used to be there, so the women's basketball games always had better food than the men's basketball games.
Interesting.
So some people would decide they wanted, I want to go shoot the women's game today instead of the men's game.
Pro tip for anybody who's listening to this and might be in the Columbia market.
Yeah.
But it was fun watching Ahmad Hicks, one of our sports reporters. He was double bibbing. He had a bib on, then he put a bib over his front because he was wearing a suit trying to crack that lobster open. That was pretty funny. But St. Louis saw that Boston stepped up with the lobsters. So when everybody came back here for game 6, they had 2 full pigs on like spits. It was sugar fire.
Oh, heck yeah.
And they just, they had pigs on spits down there they were cutting off of. I didn't have time to eat there, but I've had sugar fire before. Yeah. And it was amazing.
That's
so
an impressive,
they stepped up.
Yeah, an impressive view there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we used that as a platform too because, yes, as we talked about in our Boston Trash Talk episode, they have lobster, but we have barbecue and teach their own. But we know who won the whole big thing, whether it was the food, whether it was the game. St. Louis came out winners in this. And Corey, you did too because it sounds like you were pretty well fed.
Oh, I was pretty well fed. And we didn't have a lot of time to go out in Boston and eat. But when you're traveling with Frank Cusimano, you're going to go out at least a couple times. He found us 2 of the probably, I guess, best Italian places in the north end of Boston, which is pretty famous for its Italian food.
Yeah.
And we had some good meals up there. It was pretty good. I had the best meatballs I've ever had in my life. That's for sure. They just like melted in your mouth and you didn't even have to cut it. Ooh. It was really good.
That does sound good. Yeah. So now that we, like I said, we know we're the rightful winners, we can give Boston their credit for maybe having good Italian food there too.
There we go.
Cusimano approved. That's as high as a stamp you can get here. So now that, so just a heads up here, since this is going to drop in your feed on Friday as per usual, but because of just life, we are recording this on Wednesday. So just keep that in mind when we're talking about food events coming up here and whatnot. But it's been a week since the Blues won, since Corey's been able to have a normal-ish life. Actually, just kidding. No, we had the parade, and we had them coming back with the cups, so nothing's been normal. But anyway, regardless, just in the past week here, what's the best thing you've had to eat?
Dora, you go first.
So on Father's Day, we went out to Broadway Oyster Bar. Finally got in there. I've been trying to go there a few times now. The line is always like, it's like a 2-hour wait every time. We found like the perfect time to go there on Father's Day of all days. And pretty much everything I ate there was amazing. I wrote down what we got.
I love it. You came prepared with a
prepared,
list.
Prepared, yes.
It's like we have Kay Quinn in here all over again.
So we got the shrimp voodoo. If you like spicy food and shrimp, oh my gosh, it's perfect. Has a great balance of like a sriracha taste to it. Not overly spicy, though, because we had somebody at our table who does not like spicy food, and even she was like, oh, this is really good. Mm-hmm. So definitely get that as an appetizer. We also got the char-grilled oysters. Best I've had since being in New Orleans, so very good there. But the top dish, the crawfish Mona. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. I wish that you could see Dory's eyes right now. They're popping. They might have popped against the mic there.
It was so good. So It's similar to Pasta House's Pastinga Broccoli, which is a favorite of mine, where it's sort of a like a creamy, a little bit of a red sauce in there.
Yum.
So many spices. Oh, definitely recommend that one.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah. I'll, Corey, go next, oh. I'll go next. I'll go next to give Corey another second to think, because 48 hours of sleep can wear on you. I'm just going to – I went over to Gringo Tacos and Burgers downtown on Wash Ave, mm-hmm. and – you know how when you go to a place that does tacos, burgers, that kind of stuff, you have that split second of, oh my gosh, I filled up on so much chips and salsa. Should I get something healthy? Usually I'm like, no, I'm here not to.
Let's do it.
Exactly. But their taco salad actually let me do a little bit of both, because it comes out, and I'm not going to lie, it looks like a big, messy plate of nachos. But it is a salad, and it's really good. They also had a... I don't remember what they called it, but it was definitely a blues. Their drink was a blues special. It was a bright blue margarita that turned my whole mouth blue, but it was worth it. It was delicious. So, and that was the first time I was ever there. Gringo and Wash Ave was pretty good. Corey, your turn.
I've seen that place. It looks interesting from the outside.
Yeah, it's cute decor and stuff. Yeah.
Best thing I had was probably on Father's Day. My dad likes to grill a lot. So, and he works for Schnucks, and he gets, like, the best cuts of meat and stuff.
Yeah.
So he got some good St. Louis-style pork steaks.
Perfect.
With some Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Can't beat it.
No.
It was great. Corn on the cob.
Your dad had to cook on Father's Day? You could.
He likes it.
That's
I was here, too. I came in on Sunday, so, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes grilling.
Classic dad move, though, to cook. Well, good. Happy late Father's Day to your dad, by
Thanks.
The way. All right, so looking forward to this weekend. We all know last weekend was the big parade, so hopefully if you weren't there, you were watching it. I know a ton of people watched it on air mm-hmm. as well, even just the Five on Your Side coverage, so that was awesome. So now you might think, well, what do I have to do this weekend because seeing an eclipse celebration isn't happening? Answer, there's still a ton to be doing here, so we're going to go through some of those activities once again. We are recording this a couple days earlier, so there might be some big events that are added or changed between now and Wednesday. Or, excuse me, now and Friday. Yes, thanks, Dora. And then also just double check with the organizations and events themselves to make sure that all things are good. Friday, here's a fun one. Drinks and Dogs with Schlafly, the Watering Bowl, and the APA. That's happening at the Global Brew Tap House over in Rock Hill. It's cute. They say this event was so much fun last year that they couldn't wait to schedule the second annual one. So they're, I guess, spending a little less than a full year before having both. But this one is going to have, obviously, a lot of beer. And they're going to be, quote, puppos to hold.
Oh.
So not doggos, puppos, pupperinos.
Pupperinos.
If you're one of those, then you'll have plenty to do with that. So, again, that's happening on Friday. Something you don't typically associate with the summer, so you think of Christmas in July, you don't probably think of Halloween in June.
Oh. I've literally never thought of Halloween.
Exactly.
In June.
Well, now you're about to, because they're having Halloween in June called Scare Me Sweet Halloween in June over at Charm Me Sweet Candies on Macklin. So that's happening all weekend. Basically, they're going to be having, you can show up and wear costumes, and they're going to give you prizes and a lot of scary decorations and themes. So if you are like Corey and maybe having to catch up on a lot of sleep after everything last week, and then you wake up and stroll in there, don't think you accidentally slept till October. That is what's happening this weekend. Food truck festivals, 'tis the season, and there's one happening at Tillis Park this weekend, over in St. Louis County. So that'll be fun that they're going to have the event from 5 to 8, and then they're having live music from 5:30 to 7:30. One quick note on this one, coolers are not allowed, but you don't need them because the only thing you need on wheels are all those food trucks. They're going to be there. And we told you last month about the Urban Chestnut Brewing Company Dog Day. They're having theirs again this Friday. So once again, what that is you can bring your dog to the beer hall in the Grove, and you can bring your dog, and they're going to have different games, live music. Local animal shelters are going to be receiving the proceeds. So lots to do with your dog this weekend.
It's great. Hopefully the weather holds up.
I was just thinking that.
Yep.
Last time we had Tracy to talk weather for us, Corey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm not going to expect you to come up with that. But Tracy was probably really helpful to people, just saying.
Hey, go out no matter what. Just bring an umbrella.
There you go. That's my forecast. That's what I like. That's what I like. Here's another thing that I like. Two things I like, in fact. Crab and cider.
I'm so excited about this one.
Yes. I think I know where we can find Dory on Saturday. Brick River Cider Company is having their crab-centric menu is what they're talking about here, as well as their new summer tart cider. This is I haven't tried this yet, but it sounds wonderful. It's made with rhubarb, ginger, and apple.
I haven't tried it yet
because they're debuting it. Yeah, I was like, wow, that sounds really good. So that's obviously a Brick River Cider Company on Wash Ave, and so you can get your crab on over there. Here's another cool event happening up in North County, the Fiesta in Florissant, the Hispanic festival. It's the Greater St. Louis organization is having their Fiesta in Florissant over at the Knights of Columbus Park. And that's happening throughout the entire weekend. And, of course, it's not a strictly food event. So normally we try to focus mostly on food and drink events. But, I mean, you can't have something like this without having a lot of different things to choose from, a wide variety of food and beverages from Latin and South America, they say, such as tamales, tacos, empanadas from Colombia, Argentina, and Mexico.
Mm.
Yes, some of my favorite foods right there. So that's a nice thing that you can do for the entire weekend. Something else that's cool, it's over on your side of the river, Corey, in Edwardsville. Yes, the city park, just in front of the public library, is hosting their first ever Feast of Nations. They tried to do it last year for one reason or another. It didn't work, but this is happening right in front of the library. And Taqueria Z is one of the big promoters of this. Goshen Butcher Shop, also Oriental Spoon, Taj with the Indian food, Wasabi with the sushi, Zap Thai. So a lot of different things. They're also going to have craft beer because, you know, what's a trip around the world without something to wet your palate? You guys might remember our first episode where we went up to the Earth Dance Farm in North County. That was a pretty cool place locally where they grow a lot of food that's served at lots of different local restaurants. Well, they're actually having an event for the summer solstice. They're having a summer solstice potluck on Saturday as well as an open mic night. So if you really want to have your fun, hip evening, then go up to the summer solstice potluck there. They're just asking that you label your potluck dish, bring a serving utensil, and be prepared to share a song, a poem. I don't know. What's your go-to open mic night move? Corey actually knows a lot of, like, rap songs or, like,
well,
disco rap lyrics.
Old. Like, yeah. If it's, like, from the 80s or the 70s. I might be your guy, but other than that, no.
I don't know if that really fits the Earth Dance Farm vibe.
Probably not.
But they'd be open to it.
They would. Yeah, they would accept
those
you.
Type of people, yeah.
They are. So I have a wedding to be in on Saturday. Shout out to my friends Erica and Cody getting married. So I'm going to miss this one, and it actually breaks my heart because I've had this in my calendar for forever, and it's the Hello Kitty food truck appearance. I'm not even joking you. This is something that I've followed on Instagram for a long time. I just took my jacket off to talk about this because I'm getting heated. And basically, just look them up on Instagram. It's the Hello Kitty Cafe food truck. They tour all over the place. I can't even tell you if the food is any good.
I'm just going to say, what's on a Hello Kitty food truck?
I mean, Hello Kitty. Like, that's all it needs for me. My sister and I used to just collect anything that had Hello Kitty on it, and we just loved her. You know what Hello Kitty's sister's name is?
No.
Mimi.
Mimi?
You know what? Actually, it might be Mimi. I just knew who was Mimi growing up, so that's what we always thought of. But anyway.
Big fan right here.
Yeah, really. So I never heard anybody actually say it. Now that I said it out loud, we went by Mimi. Anyway, that's at West County. It's going to be there from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. right outside Bravo. So I don't know. Go send me a picture. Order something for me. The Crab and Cider Festival and the Fiesta in Florissant continue through Sunday. Sunday is also a couple cool activities like the Reggae Caribbean Cookout. It's happening at YE Ethiopian on Del Mar. Sounds cool, right? So this is a free event. Something that we've seen online is people try to sell tickets for it. It's not a ticketed event. You can just show up, listen to some awesome music, and have some authentic Jamaican barbecue is what they say they're having over there from 3 to 8 on Sunday. But if you want to get an earlier start on your day, the Rainbow Brunch, as you know, June, as we know, is Pride Month, so a lot of activities like this. Barcelona Tapas in Clayton is going to have a DJ for their brunch, which is kind of cool. They're going to have a photo booth, fire chasers, bottomless mimosas, and sangrias. And if you register for this online, you can get a free glass of sangria, which is pretty cool. Nice. And the proceeds for this will benefit the Growing American Youth Organization, which is right here in St. Louis. So pretty cool. And
brunch
last
for a cause.
Exactly. Yeah. And last but certainly not least, the Saucy Soiree is happening on Sunday. So this is Sauce Magazine's annual event. It honors the Reader's Choice Award awardees. It's a tasting party, so it has all sorts of different samples that you can try. Yellow Belly, Planter's House, all sorts of people are going to be here. This is a ticketed event. You can get it online or you can get it at the door, happening on Sunday evening from 5 to 8:30. And that's at Union Station. I always want to go to events like that, but it's past my bedtime. So again, if you guys get a chance to go to that, let us know. Send us your pictures. Let us know what you think. Let us know what your favorite thing is that you had to eat. Or we was in here what you had to eat this week that you loved. We are on Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis. Email us podcasts@ksdk.com. And you know what? I think if you email us there, maybe both Dory and Corey get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So send us just like a group shout out.
Shout out.
We love that. And again, just subscribe, rate, review, and make sure you keep an eye on your podcast feed because Tuesday we have another long-form story episode. I hate saying long-form, but, you know, an actual story we're putting together here, and I'm really excited about this one.
Yes.
We haven't figured out how we're labeling it yet, but we're going to just jump into a big steaming hot bowl of one of St. Louis's favorite foods, and we learned a lot doing this story. So it will be worth the wait. It will be worth the time we took off because of Blues coverage is what I'm hoping for. With no time off, again, Mr. Corey Miller, thank you so much
for
joining us here. Dory, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great weekend. Until we see you again, seize the plate.